stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
It is so great to have all of you aboard with us today. And as we return from that break, it is now time for the Destination Spotlight. We're going to be sharing some of San Diego with all of you that we experienced last week. Located in the 31st state in our nation that was founded in the 1500s and admitted to the Union back in 1850, the Golden State is home to what they call out there America's finest city. This portion of the program, well, it's sponsored exclusively by Travel Pro Luggage.
Equipping the world to travel like a pro with affordable first-class luggage, whether it's a last-minute winter getaway, maybe it's spring break travel, or an important business trip, one of the most important items to help you have a successful trip is definitely quality luggage. And right now, luggage sets and travel accessories are 15% off.
Mary and I travel with their Platinum Elite and Round Trip collections. Rudy prefers the Max Light series. And Travel Pro Luggage, well, it's the choice of flight crews and in-the-know frequent travelers as they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. Go get your new luggage, save 15% at TravelPro.com, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
And while Robert and I were out in San Diego last week, we did spend some time visiting with the team at the San Diego Tourism Authority. We also sat down with their new CEO, Julie Coker, and here's some of that interview.
All right, so Julie, we really enjoy meeting you today. Thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it. So, you know, here we have over 510 weekly stations airing the show across the USA. A dozen or more are in California. We're also heard here in San Diego. This city is the birthplace of California. It dates back to the 1500s. Just share a little bit about that to set the tone for people around the country.
Sure. And I think, first of all, thank you and welcome, and welcome back, I should say. We're glad to have you here. You know, I would first start by saying I don't think many people realize that, because I think they think more of L.A. or they think of San Francisco. But truly, San Diego is the birthplace of California. And you can see it from the standpoint of those that are San Diegans that still live here, just the history and the pride of how the city started and how it was funded. And you see it in our neighborhoods. And certainly Old Town does an amazing job capturing the spirit and the development of San Diego to where we are today.
Agree. We go to Old Town every time we visit. We just can't help ourselves. They do a great job with it. San Diego continues to be a leading multicultural and family destination. You've got Legoland, SeaWorld, of course, the zoo, the San Diego Zoo, lots of other attractions here. But Balboa Park is another place we visit, Robert, every time we're here, and it's unique. There's not another park like it in the U.S., so talk a little bit about Balboa Park for us.
We are blessed and fortunate to have Balboa Park. It is really the crown jewel of San Diego. Back in 2019, there were 1.8 million visitors that came from across the United States and D.C. to here, and literally 25% of them, San Diego was not the destination that they were coming to. So they truly were coming for Balboa Park. But it really is just, again, the crown jewel. There are 11 cultural institutions. You see everything from families, young families walking through the park. It's a great place to just people watch. There's folks that are, you know, flying kites, or they're running through the park.
There's nothing like it in America.
There's nothing like it. It sits right in the heart of the city, which is great, which makes it accessible not only for the visitors that we bring to the destination, but also the residents.
Well, listen, after today, our meeting, that's one of the places we're headed. And for folks around the country also, it's adjacent to the San Diego Zoo. So I want to just take you a little bit of a different direction, because, you know, the military is clearly a big draw for San Diego. I think the area has about 16 military installations. And, you know, I'm talking Marines. We certainly have Naval Air, Coast Guard, and so forth. This is probably our 17th, 18th trip here to San Diego. We love it out here for sure. But this week, for the very first time, we ventured out to the Cabrillo National Monument and also Sunset National Park. It is a terrific must-visit location. We never have. But, Julie, you know, do tell.
Absolutely. It's stunning. It is something that is kind of off the beaten path. Again, it has the historical feel to it, and visitors come not sure what it exactly is. But I also think that that's the unique side of San Diego. I mean, we think of the Gaslamp Quarter, and it certainly is amazing, or we think of Coronado. But really, when you talk about the neighborhoods that are here in San Diego, and certainly Cabrillo is a reflection of the affinity, I would say, and really the home of the military that we have here. And it's funny that you say that, because we've always talked about our 70 miles of coastline. And now when we're talking to meeting audiences or international audiences, we're talking about things other than just the beach. We know that we have perfect weather. We know that we have beautiful beaches. But there's all of this historical sites that we want people to come explore as well.
Julie, you took over for Joe Terzi, who retired. You took over, I believe, in January of 2020. So what a time to take over San Diego as in tourism. We have a little bit of time left. Just briefly share with us how it's been going. How was last year for San Diego?
Sure. So I accepted the job in January of 2020 and started in June of 20. But we're very fortunate here. By the middle of June, we had opened for leisure visitors. That continued throughout 20 and most of 21. Meetings and conventions returned in August of 21. And then, of course, when President Biden opened the borders to all in November of 21, we've seen a large influx or increase, I should say, of European visitors coming. UK has always been a very strong market for us. But if you take a look at where we are now, we're at about 73% occupancy that we ran last year.
That's a great number. Yeah.
And it's all over the city, which is great.
Julie, thank you. Thank you so much for your time today and for helping us highlight San Diego.
Thank you.
Two interesting facts, folks, about San Diego for you to think about this weekend. One, San Diego is the headquarters for growing avocados here in the U.S. They produce the most. And two, San Diego County has the largest number of farms in the state at over 7,100.
And I like the nickname, America's Finest City. And to plan your visit, we love San Diego. We can't recommend it enough. Just go to sandiego.org.
That's going to wrap hour one of the show this week. We'll begin hour two with the National Communal Forum in just a few minutes. I promise the next 60 minutes of the show will be just as jam-packed as the first 60. Thanks for being part of America's number one travel radio show, everyone. Don't forget, you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.